We'll start in Romans chapter 8, verse 24. I don't really have a theme for this particular talk today, but we'll be tying it into the theme of the camp. So Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we wait with patience wait for it. And this is quite a scripture that's hit me in the past, that's really hit home for me. So pretty much, like, our whole walk is based off faith, and faith is something that we can't see. That's what God wants for us. That's how he gets his, that's how we know that we are here for the right reasons. That's how we know that God is what we really want, because we don't see him. We experience the miracles in our lives through him, but that's not something that we see. And so a foundation of our walk should be faith, because if we're, as it says there, if we're putting our faith in hoping for things that we're seeing, that's not hope. And a personal testimony of mine that I was going to relate this scripture back to was a few weeks ago. It was sort of the beginning, few weeks, maybe a couple months or so ago, the beginning of like the hot season of summer was approaching, and I had an extended weekend, had a few days off from work or something, like the Friday had off, and then had the weekend, and I came back to work on the Monday, and it was out in the heat. I'm a roof carpenter, so out in the heat, it was quite a hot day. Got a little bit dehydrated, and I got quite a severe headache during the day. Didn't drink enough water, and I was coming home. I was quite tired, a bit like an hours long drive home, so I wasn't really feeling it. I usually like to go to the gym after work, so I went to the gym, cut my workout short, because this migraine was just throbbing in my head. I was like, I can't deal with this, like, this is just, usually I just try and push through it, but I get them every now and then. But it's I cut the workout short and I went home, and on my way home I was just thinking, I've heard of so many miracles. I've heard of so many things of the Lord has healed people of these of migraines, and healed people of much more intense things. And so I was just like, Lord, I want this miracle. And for me personally, I hadn't really experienced a major healing miracle. And I was like, I want this. I really want this. And I was just like, Lord, I want you to take this away from me. And as I was driving, I turned a corner to go to into my street, and I literally prayed for like 5-10 seconds, and it was just my faith. I was like, it's going away. And as soon as I turned the corner, it was gone. And I was just like, I hadn't experienced that firsthand for as long as I can really remember. I was just like, that's what faith does for us. Like, I reminded myself of the testimonies that I've heard prior, and I was just like, the Lord can do this. I've heard it plenty of times, and I knew that it needed to happen, because I was like, this is something that I can testify about, and like I am now, I'm testifying about a healing, a miracle that's happened in my life, and it's fantastic. And so that's just another thing that I can now base my walk on. It's another block to the building on my foundation of the Lord. It's just like, I can go back and I can remember that for future reference when I need to remember what the Lord's done for me, because we always go through hard times. I know I've gone through plenty of dire times where I've just been like, just really questioned, like, is the Lord really there looking out for me? And then little things like that, like, it sounds minor compared to some things that are going on, but it's just like little things like that, you just know. It's just like, it is the Lord, and the Lord's really got his hand, got you in the palm of his hand, and he's looking after you. So we want to move now to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. And this is again another scripture that I hold quite dear to my heart. It's just reminding us that it's so difficult. Like, the human nature relaxes when it sees things come to fruition in there in your line of sight. When you see it, you're just like, I can relax, it's fine. But that's not what faith is. Faith is about not knowing what's going on, but yet relaxing still in God's promise and knowing that He's going to take care of whatever situation it is. And so, and we know that everything that we see around us, all our brothers and sisters, the earthly vessels, the fleshly vessels that we got, all these buildings, all the jobs and materialistic items that we have in our lives, we know that that's all just going to melt away. It's going to go away when the Lord returns, and that we don't put our faith, we don't put our time and effort into that. Of course we do, but like, we don't put our faith in that. We don't look to that for answers, for inspiration or guidance or whatnot. We know that there's a much bigger prize out there, a much bigger motivation, God in our lives, and the end goal, the reward that He's got promised for us. And so, so as it says there in verse 16, the inward man is renewed day by day. So that's what we do when we're praying, when we're fellowshipping, when we're going out there doing God's work, as the theme scripture of this camp is, to go out and preach the gospel. We all know that that's how we kindle the fire in our hearts. That's how we kindle the fire in the spirit. And that's how we stay close to God. Now, if we want to continue on to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. So I've spoken a bit about faith and what this sort of means, and like what we're, that it's a foundation of our walk. Now, this one's sort of talking about the severity of faith, the importance of it to God. So verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. And I don't really need to expand on that scripture all too much, because it says it all right there. But without the faith, without the fundamental block of our walk, it's impossible to please God. And what are we to Him? We're His servants. What do servants want to do to their master? Is to please their master. And so, what it's saying here is one of our main jobs is to have faith in Him. It's not just to go out and preach the gospel, but also to do that. We need to have faith that what we believe in is true. And what we believe is that He will answer our prayers. He will answer our confusions. He will help us through this life. And so, as it says in the second part there, that to those that diligently seek Him. It's just like not just asking for here or there. And my situation, it was quite instantaneous, like literally 5 to 10 seconds of prayer, and like the Lord answered my prayer. But that's not what it's all about. It's about now that I'm not just me like, okay, now I've got that healing, I'm set, I'm cool, I don't need to do anything more. It's about continuing that routine. Routine's probably not the best word, but continuing that mindset. So we're going to continue on into Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. I was told that I have to extend my talk today, so I had to sort of rummage through and grab some relating scriptures, because I'm the only talker this morning. So verse 3. So talking about faith previously. So now we're talking about what the aftermath, I guess, if that's the right word, is once we get through these tough times with faith. Verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We'll leave that one there. And so pretty much, I feel like I'm doing the hokey pokey up here with the flies. And we understand that our faith carries us through, and everything that we're going through, the things that our faith is carrying us through, are all for our benefit. Because the one thing that I've learned through this life, through all the experiences that I've gone through, is experience is invaluable. Experience, you learn from that, and it is incredible. in everything I do, especially in my walk, but in my line of work, in my hobbies. It's you learn to talk to people and to get their insight on certain things. It's honestly, it's one of the best things that you could possibly do, and that's of course what testimonies do for us in the fellowship. We're learning from other people's experiences. We hear what they've done in the experiences. We've learned how they've dealt with it. We've learned what the Lord's done for them. It builds our faith up, and it's just incredible. And so tribulation worketh patience. So going through the hard points worketh our patience. We grow to hold fast to God's word, to God's promise, and we can get through these hard times. And then through that, our hope. We experience things, and that builds our foundation again. Keeps putting blocks onto our foundation that we can now be strong in the Word of God, and understand that His promises are going to come through. So we're going to go to 2 Timothy now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 20. Quite like this scripture. This is one that I stumbled across probably a few years ago, and it's talking about being good servants unto the Lord. So verse 20, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and earth, and some to honour and some to dishonour. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honour, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Continue on 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteous faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach patience. Where did we start? We started 20. And so those first few verses there, talking about being the good vessels. Vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, wood and earth. So what it's talking about is, like, do we want to be the vessels of gold and silver, the ones that are brought out for special occasions? Do we want to keep our reputation, our walk at a high level? We want to keep it clean. And we want to do what God wants us to do, and then we're going to be prepared for when God wants to use us in His plan, in His grand plan. And so we're going to be clean without blemish in order to fulfill God's duty. Or do we just want to be the utensils that just get thrown out on the table for everyday use and whatnot? And so it's about keeping a good testimony, going out there. And further on, as it says later on in verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. Like, we go out there, and this is sort of leading me into the theme scripture of this camp. We got to be gentle towards everyone. If we're going out there and preaching the gospel, we have to be understanding. We have to put ourselves in their shoes and understand that how they could be viewing the situation, because we've all been exposed to this for quite a long time. Most of us younger kids have been brought up in it. And a lot of the other ones have been in the fellowship for a long period of time, have known the truth for a long time. And it's just second nature to us now, or it should be first nature. But it's just so normal to us now. But for people that haven't heard it before, it's about being understanding and patient with them, and realizing that this is very, if you actually do step back and think about it now, it's actually very mind-blowing what we have got our hands on, and it can be quite surreal to some people out there. So just remaining gentle and patient with people, and realizing that we are the mouthpieces of God, we're the servants, and in order for God's love to get out there, to be shown to people, it goes through us. We're the middlemen. So we gotta be loving. We gotta be compassionate towards people, because God's love is shown through us. And so I guess we can turn there to the theme scripture of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. And so, and I guess, yeah, I don't necessarily needed to read that out, but it is the theme scripture. It's like, we're here for a purpose. We're here to spread the gospel. We're here for, ultimately, one goal is to save souls and to get God's word out there, because that's what he wants, that's what he needs. We need to get that last soul saved in order to be risen up on that day. And just piecing it together, there's like, where are we? Not with wisdom of words. So it's not necessarily to go out there and to try and just Bible bash them with all these scriptures and whatnot. Just tell them the basics and let God's love shine through you into them. Because there's other scriptures elsewhere where it says, like, if I have knowledge or this or that or whatever, if I have none, if I have love, then all those other, if I don't have love, then all those other things are meaningless. So it's like, the love is so important in our walk and as our in our testimony in order to shine through us and show people what God wants us. Because ultimately, God just loves us. God just wants and loves everyone. So it's in order for to save souls, we need to show his love through us into them. I've repeated that like 50 times. But it's a good point to hit home, because love is so important. It's above everything, really, honestly. And so that is just a few thoughts there. So I hope you enjoyed that and got something out of it. But just sort of recap, our faith is to be strong and unwavering, and just remember what God really truly did for us, and like the ultimate sacrifice, sent his son to die for us. That right there is an act of the definition of love for people that hated him. He died for us, and so just trying to get that out into the world and sound like a hippie. It's like, yeah, share love around the world. Yeah, just getting that out there and making, because people have such a perverted idea of what churches are out there to do. They think they're out there for money. I know my boss says it quite regularly. It's just like, no, they're just in it for the money. It's just like, yes, there's a lot of churches out there that are in for that, but unfortunately, but we're here and we've got the truth, and we genuinely want to get that out to people, because that is the ultimate goal. And all the people said,